This is URN.
First of all, we're going to start with a national story, which is about vaping. And this is a teacher saying that we should follow Australia's ban on vaping. And these new laws in Australia saying that vapes will only be available by prescription only. So the teacher and union secretary of the UCAC, Chris Shaw, said that as a country, they banned vapes for everyone except those on plans from their GPs, and that seems to be a sensible way forward. Now, this comes after the government saying yesterday that in the UK, saying that it would close a loophole allowing shops to give free vape samples to children. So my question to the panel is this: is a ban on something like vaping something that should be seriously considered by the government?
Well, I think vaping, the thing that surprises me really is that it hasn't had the same regulation that kind of ordinary sort of tobacco, ordinary cigarettes have. Because when you think about it, we still don't know the impacts of vaping because e-cigarettes haven't been around as many years. And you'll often hear in the sort of media that they'll talk about e-cigarettes as being a way to quit smoking. But I'm personally not convinced. I mean, this is sort of like my dad used to smoke, and I remember when he quit, the pharmacist gave him like nicotine
patches.
Patches, but they didn't work. But gum, that's it. And I think that was probably a far more effective way to quit smoking. So I'm not personally convinced of the benefits of e-cigarettes. So I think they should face the same regulation. But I also think as well that there could be benefits if you tax them the same way that ordinary cigarettes are, then that could raise quite a bit of revenue for the government potentially.
I'm a big fan of the idea of supporting at least tighter controls on vaping, if not the same as what they've done in Australia. There was a report that was released, I think, yesterday by an institute, of which I cannot remember the name, which looked at the Western world and nannying policies. That is, for listeners that don't know, where the government intervenes on things like what you eat, drink, smoke. The UK has the tightest restrictions on smoking in the Western world, but we have the loosest rules on vaping. That's a huge difference between the two. I think we definitely need to bring it in line. There's a significant problem with children developing addictions to e-cigarettes and vapes. I think that's dangerous. I think we as a country have done incredibly well with smoking, where less than 10% of the population now smokes. We've done a really good job at dealing with that. And we've now had a situation where e-cigarettes are now more popular than cigarettes. The graph showing the number of people using them is going up at quite a significant rate, and we haven't done anything about it yet. So I think it is a good idea. I think that for some people it probably would help to give up smoking. I agree with you that it's not entirely based. It depends exactly what you're, when you give up smoking, what you're missing more. Is it more the nicotine, or is it more the, you know, putting something in your mouth and taking it out, that sort of habit that it might help? So I wouldn't suggest an outright ban, but there is a problem of people starting with vaping and actually then moving in to cigarettes as a sort of a, dare I say, a gateway mechanism as well. So I think there's a problem here. So I really do think, and particularly with children, I think when we have a country which we are in, where we're fortunate enough to have the NHS, which is obviously taxpayer funded, then I think that does give the government a right to use measures to prevent before you get to the NHS for problems, and I think this is one of them. So yeah, I'm a big supporter of this.
How about you, Rebecca?
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of bigger, like sort of more restrictions, but I don't think I would agree with a complete ban, in the sense that I would be concerned that there would be like some potentially people selling them illegally or like on the black market. I think that would then surge, and that might be more problematic in that they might be then more dangerous and things like that. So I just think there should be more regulation regarding vapes, and particularly obviously this is talking about it in relation to children. I think at the moment the problem is vapes are really easy to get hold of. and they're different to we've like, as people were saying, like they're newer, there's less sort of regulations with smoking. Obviously there was the whole packaging thing, and I also think just smoking is less attractive to like younger generations, just because it doesn't like smell as nice, right? Like vapes often have very sweet scents and things like that, so I think that's partly the issue with vapes. So yeah, I agree, I think there should be more regulation.
Yeah, I think that's fair in terms of tighter regulation. My main concern when it comes to like their use of getting people off smoking is kind of the lack of like long-term study into the effects of vapes on people's health. Because obviously, I mean, compared to cigarettes or traditional tobacco products, they have, you know, they're a somewhat recent invention, and therefore, you know, I'd certainly also question their efficacy when it comes to helping people get off smoking, because in the long term, who knows, they could be causing more problems, couldn't they?
Yeah, it does sort of make you wonder whether some of it's stuff that's been thingied by like tobacco companies. Like, I remember like when I was at school, I think we did about something to do with like smoking, and I remember tobacco companies, like this years ago, like I'm talking like 1950s or so, they used to put like adverts saying like that smoking was actually like good for people's health, which as we all know now is a complete lie. So I wouldn't be surprised if like maybe tobacco companies didn't maybe encourage this sort of idea of sort of e-cigarettes being good, because obviously they faced a big loss in revenue from traditional cigarettes because not many people smoke those anymore.
That's a very good point. I didn't think about that. But yeah, this could be a marketing strategy. And you're right, Mark, about the lack of knowing exactly what the side effects are. And you know, as I made the point, I wouldn't be surprised if there are a number of children or young adults that have started to vape and have moved into cigarettes, so gone the other way. I don't have the data to back myself up on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's happened. I think that the fact that we have such loose rules on it, I mean, as we've said, as the point of this article is, there are loopholes which allow children to buy them, is awful. So we really do need to sort that out, at least, at the very least. And I think Rebecca makes a good point there about the total ban and the fact that it would be sold on the black market. Yes, it's got to be a gradual process, like with smoking. If they banned smoking when the restrictions started to be put in place on cigarettes, it just wouldn't have worked. It's got to be a gradual process till we get to the point where it naturally goes away. I wouldn't be opposed, and this is more on smoking than e-cigarettes, but to what New Zealand have done in with not allowing anyone born after 2008 to ever buy cigarettes. So it means anyone that's currently using them can continue to buy them, but no new people, no young people can ever actually buy them.
So that anyone that's currently 15 or younger, when they go to be an adult, they can't
buy them. Yeah, that's what New Zealand's been doing, has brought into place with cigarettes. I wouldn't be opposed to that our country.
Like potentially risk a black market developing it, because if you ban something completely, you get a black market, and that might be worse than a tightly regulated.
I do get that argument, and this is why I think it's got to be done at a slow rate. I think we're close in Britain to be able to achieve that, where I don't think the black market demand will be big, because we've managed with tight regulation to bring smoking down from something where it was something that most people did to where less than 1 in 10 people now smoke. I think we're not far off being able to do that, where that actually wouldn't be the demand. Now, but I do agree with vaping, we're not there, because that sort of social belief that vaping is bad for you is not there, particularly with young people. It's just not, the consensus isn't strong enough. So I think we can't do that yet. But I think eventually that would be the process that we'd probably want to work towards. But yeah, I do agree. I do get your point. I do think greater regulation at the moment is better.
Yeah, I mean, mentions of, I think, Felix, you were talking about how, you know, we've done such a good job on smoking. I do find it quite depressing seeing how over a matter of years, I mean, I'm talking about this like I'm decades older than I am, but, you know, over years and years, you managed to whittle down smoking numbers in this country to quite low and make nicotine addiction less big of a thing as ever has been, and just as we're sort of on the cusp of that, in comes sort of vapes with their you know, multicolored exterior and their funky flavors and their popularity amongst like youths and like ready to just give those nicotine addictions to a whole new generation in a slightly repackaged form. I mean, in terms of, Felix, you raised the idea of the government being able to almost should be able to have the right to put measures in place to almost help when it comes to NHS, because obviously it's taxpayer funded. Could you arguably, though, say that, you know, you look at other potentially health harming products like, you know, alcohol and things like that, and, you know, come to the conclusion that similar measures should be put in place for that? You know, what do you think should be the difference when it comes to, you know, why we should more closely regulate vaping and smoking compared to, say, you know, drinking? Or
excellent question, Mark. Very, very good question. And this is something that when I argue with my, let's say, more conservative libertarian friends, this gets brought up. But the point, but the thing is, for me, I am teetotal. So I, to be honest, wouldn't be opposed to see greater regulation on alcohol. Now, alcohol is, alcohol is very ingrained in our culture, and it'd be very difficult to achieve what we've achieved with smoking and what hopefully we'll achieve with vaping with alcohol. But do I think we should work towards it? Yes. I mean, Friday and Saturday nights in A&E are full of alcohol-induced instances that puts a great strain on the NHS. I think trying to end at least binge drinking and trying to achieve that, I think that's a good thing, in my opinion. But I understand that I'm certainly in a minority here, and it would be a huge challenge and to tackle that. But I think I do think that you raise a good point there. I wouldn't be opposed to more regulation on alcohol, but that would be a challenge, maybe greater than most political challenges that exist.
How about the rest of the panel? Where would you sort of draw the line?
I think I would probably do it more with smoking. The reason why is I think with smoking that there's a big issue with like passive smoking. So if someone smokes, other people that don't smoke breathe in, it has negative health impacts on them. Whereas I think with alcohol, it's a bit more, it can promote, it promotes more sort of, obviously proper sort of alcoholism isn't obviously good for society, but, you know, a few people having a couple of pints in the pub is quite sort of social, and it helps improve many people's moods. I mean, I'm going to say, from I personally speaking, I do drink, and, you know, I find that, you know, I'm not a binge drinker or anything, but when I do drink, it does sort of, you know, it's a treat, and it's something to sometimes, you know, look forward to. Or, you know, if I've, say, had a bit of a busy week or something, or a stressed week, and I have a drink, it's something to kind of, it's something that, you know, gives you a bit of sort of pleasure. And I think that with alcohol, you can also kind of potentially sort of, not moderate it more, but I don't think, obviously some people do get addicted to it, but not everyone does. Whereas I think with smoking, you either smoke all day every day or you don't smoke, whereas I don't think that's the same with alcohol.
I agree. I mean, I think probably the emphasis should be on smoking, but I think that it would be good to have greater sort of restrictions, or just like generally a bit of a change to the drinking culture that we have in Britain, which I think is borderline like problematic. Like I think the emphasis that we have on it is not great. Like, personally, I drink, but I only drink like a very like small amount, or like not very often. And what I find, I would say, as far as like the, it doesn't affect as many people, I agree that, yeah, there definitely isn't that direct effect as with smoking. But I would say, like, as like a woman who goes to the pub and stuff, the alcohol does sort of permit, I think, a lot of men to behave in ways that are just like not otherwise socially acceptable. So yeah, I would say from that point of view, I think we definitely need to address the drinking culture and the associated behaviours that come with it, because the amount of times, you know, that I just go for, you know, a drink with my friend in the pub and we get harassed, it's just not funny. Like, it's more times than I've been to the pub in general, like 90% of the time, I would say.
And that's awful, isn't it? I'm sorry to hear that, Rebecca. And this is, yeah, that highlights, it's got to, something's got to be done. And that's why I think the regulations is important. And not a complete alcohol ban, perhaps. You know, it is actually a little bit of alcohol is good for you. It's very good for the economy. And pubs are very good community centres as well. Some communities, it's the only thing they've got left going. But, yeah, binge drinking causes a lot of strain on the NHS. It creates cultures which are and environments which are not good for people. It's not good for you and your health either. So yeah, I think we certainly need to do something, because it is something that Britain's known for. You think about when we go abroad to countries like Spain.
Oh God!
You know, obviously they want our money, but they don't want our everything else that we bring. So yeah.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.